time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio, and be proud of yourself. A little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and the entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. The first article I'd really like to cover a little in depth so you can tell, because there's a lot of drugs that people take. You know, they take it and they don't think twice about what actually the drugs cost. You know, when you look at some of the drugs and what they're really costing, you know, you take a drug like Claritin, which is really for allergies, and the consumer price for 100 tablets is $215 a month. The actual generic cost of the ingredients is 71 cents. When you look at the markup costs, you're talking it's a 30,306% markup in profit. Now just think that. Lipitor, which is a drug for lowering cholesterol. Again, 100 tablets cost $272 per month. And the actual cost of the 100 tablets is $5.80. That's the actual cost to the drug companies, including packaging and labeling and everything else. That's almost a 5,000% markup in the cost. Then you have things like Prilosec. Prilosec is really quite a common drug. It was the forerunner of Nexium. Prilosec used to be one pill twice a day. Then when the patent ran out, they switched to Nexium, and Nexium is really two Prilosec. So Nexium was one pill a day, where Prilosec was one twice a day. And Prilosec was $360 per month for 100 tablets. And the actual cost of Prilosec is 52 cents for the 100 tablets. Again, that's out the manufacturing door. That's packaging, labeling, and everything. And so what you have is a 69,417% markup. That's just, to me, outrageous that drug companies can get away with that. And then here's two that I really want to cover. Prozac, that's one of the most common drugs. And Prozac 20 milligrams is $247.47 for 100 pills. And the actual cost of Prozac is only 11 cents for those 100 tablets. And so the cost markup, the percentage markup, is 224,973% markup. Now just think of that. That's a huge percentage markup. But that's not even the highest, okay? Because here's one, Xanax. Xanax, which is just a very common drug used for many, many different things, anxiety and depression and even stomach disorders and things. But it's $136.79 for 100 tablets. And the actual cost is 2.5 cents to make it. So the cost markup, the percentage markup for profit, is 569,958% markup. And that's just, to me, outrageous that they're allowed to do that. And then some of the new drugs, especially drugs for cancer as an example, Avastin, which is a breast cancer and colon drug, for breast cancer, it is $100,000 a year for the prescription. $100,000. And for colon cancer, they've lowered the price to $55,000 to, that was in 2004. And in 2011, it was $85,000 a year for the prescription. And so again, what is going on that they're allowed to charge so much money on this? What they're finding now, there was some studies that just so many people, one in three Americans, women are on drugs, children, one in six kids going to school are on different ADD drugs or ADHD. And it really gets to be where the drug companies are just pushing more and more and more pharmaceuticals, and the whole country, and the United States takes more drugs, 2 to 3 to 4 times as many drugs as any other country in the world. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Another article I want to talk about is how do you use foods to help with cancer? You know, for a lot of people, having cancer is a death sentence. Indeed, the World Health Organization reports that around 1 in 6 deaths around the world is due to cancer. And it's important to understand that a lot of the risk factors for this devastating disease is either behavioral or dietary in nature. You know, they always talked about it being possibly genetics and what's your genes and DNA. But what we now know is that genetics is only manifested through your behavior, through your dietary, through what your lifestyle is. So just because you have a genetic predisposition does not mean it manifests. And when you look at most of the risk factors, you know, 5 of the leading risk factors for any kind of cancer. First one is really being a high body mass index, or really being overweight. Another one is eating low fruits and vegetables, or physical inactivity, too much tobacco, too much alcohol. And to me, I put in there eating all of the foods that are high in pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and insecticides, because every one of those chemicals act as estrogen. Estrogen, we now know, is one of the main causes of cancer. And so what happens is, of course, in the regular medical profession, you go to your oncologist, and the first thing is chemotherapy, and then they'll talk about radiation, then heavy drugs. And when you ask the oncologist, what about dietary changes? And they'll tell you, oh, it doesn't matter. And when someone comes to me, the first thing they know is that they're going to change their diet. It's almost, in my opinion, malignant dumb that the medical profession can say it doesn't matter what you eat for cancer. That's absolutely an untruth. So there's all kinds of Albert Einstein College of Medicine has done some studies. You know, chemotherapy causes a sharp increase in cancer cells circulating throughout the body. And when you get chemotherapy, it makes the surviving cancer cells much more resistant to chemotherapy. So what do you do to break that cycle? Well, there's certain foods that have been tested throughout the years over and over, and those foods have been shown to reduce your incidence of cancer in prevention, and for those of you that have cancer, to actually avoid or get rid of the cancer. And one of the first is, of course, green tea. You've heard about drinking green tea. Of course, the Japanese and Chinese drink a lot of tea. And there was a study in the Journal of Anti-Cancer Research that points out that the EGCG, which is the active ingredient in green tea, is very useful in treating cancer. And it's been found to inhibit and suppress tumors, especially based on cancer stem cells. Another one is ginger, and drinking ginger tea or using ginger oil, essential oil, or actually using the ginger plant, either the fresh or the ground powder. It actually has been found to perform better than chemotherapy in targeting cancer cells without harming healthy cells around it. A lot of the research was published in the journal PLOS. They found that the essential oils in ginger actually programmed the cell death of cancer cells. The next one, and I have a number of articles on that, is turmeric. And a lot of people call it turmeric, but it's actually turmeric. T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, not T-U-M. And it's a revered spice in Ayurvedic medicine, and it has multiple health benefits, and it can treat a variety of diseases, cancer and heart disease and diabetes. And the active ingredient is curcumin, and a recent study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, an international study, was found that the curcumin combined with certain proteins in the body that prevent cancer cells from spreading. So we sell in our store a non-irradiated organic form of turmeric. Almost 99% of all spices in the United States have been irradiated, and we pride ourselves. We get our cayenne pepper, our cinnamon, and our turmeric powder, and they're very inexpensive. And for people with cancer or that want to prevent cancer or other diseases, you can get the powdered turmeric, and you could put anywhere from a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon, and you'll get very high amounts of curcumin from that powder, and you put it in a smoothie or in your soups or other foods. Another one is dark grapes. Dark grapes, especially the skins and the seeds, studies done in the British medical journals have shown that the proanthocyanidins and the resveratrol are in the grapes, and they can be used for cancer cells. And that's the reason I have resveratrol and these chemicals in prime longevity. And then the last one are berries, especially blueberries. A study in the journal Pathology and Oncology Research found that blueberries, and again, they have proanthocyanidins, anthocyanidins. These are heavy chemicals that can make cells more vulnerable. And actually, for those getting chemotherapy, when you have blueberries and raspberries and boysenberries, you can handle the radiation better, and it makes the cancer cells more susceptible to the radiation. Blueberries and other berries can reduce the number of cancer cells by 25%. So these are some of the things that you can use. You're going to get that information here on Natural Solutions Radio. And so this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, good morning, and again, thank you for joining us. Some comments about people taking radiation, chemotherapy, and I, support patients, whatever they decide to do. So those that decide to use traditional medicine, chemo, radiation, again, when they follow a good program and they're taking things like prime longevity and vitamin D and vitamin K and vitamin C with L-lysine to help prevent cancer from spreading, they don't have the side effects, and they don't have any of the negative side effects of chemo and radiation, that normal people have, not on a good program. Thank you for listening and taking my advice. I just mentioned one of the top foods for cancer is turmeric. And again, here is the study that I just pulled up. Turmeric studied for its ability to seek out and destroy cancer stem cells, which is the source of all tumors. It's a groundbreaking study. Turmeric, of course, has gained immense popularity over the years, not just for its unique flavor, which it does add, you know, that's the flavor in curries, but also for its health benefits. And one of the most promising therapeutic applications is it's a natural remedy for cancer. A big study was published in Cancer Letters from the American Cancer Society, and it's the importance of this golden spice in understanding and treating cancer. And a team of American researchers evaluated the ability of curcumin, which is the polyphenol in turmeric, to target cancer cells, and they found that turmeric was extremely strong in cancer tumor formation and malignancy in preventing cancer tumor. One of the things that they found is a number of things is that turmeric and curcumin can actually regulate cancer stem cells. They actually stop the cancer stem cells from replicating. And it's the stem cells that actually form all cancer. Same thing with human stem cells, but cancer stem cells. So the second thing is that turmeric can modulate the RNA in cells, and it can really help with preventing any kind of genetic defect in the RNA, which is the genetic code in the nucleus of the cells. The third thing is it has direct anti-cancer activity. Curcumin selectively targets cancer cells and programs their death. Other benefits of turmeric, not just for cancer, is it can boost your immunity for all forms of autoimmune disease. It helps to balance out hormone levels. It can promote good digestion, helps to detoxify the liver. It can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. It helps to relieve arthritis pain. It says it can prevent hair loss. Now, one of the things that you'd really want to do to get the best benefits of turmeric is always to take it with some kind of fat. So you can use a fatty milk like nut milks or coconut milks, or actually take it with coconut fat. So you can do that. Also, you can sprinkle turmeric with avocado or when you're eating olives. It could be the spice in your vegetables. But what you want to do is, and again, I think fat is one of the most healthy substances that you can possibly take. Avocados, you can consume every single day. Coconut oil, you can consume every single day. And again, buy organic. Now, avocados, you don't have to worry about because the shell of the skin of the avocado is very thick. And also olives, both green olives and black olives. Now, you can buy organic olives in the can in the health food store, and it'll say no chemicals added, no nitrates, and any of that, and you can get that. Turmeric also combines very well with black pepper, and black pepper has a chemical called piperine, which helps with intrinsic factor of the stomach and helps you digest your food better and helps with B12 uptake. You can put it in your salad dressings and smoothies, in your soups. Turmeric can actually help relax any kind of intestinal spasms, and so it helps with the bowels. You can, again, mix it with coconut oil and put it in your smoothies, juices, and soups, and make your salad dressings with that. So turmeric is one of those super foods that are really important. When you have a condition, any kind of autoimmune disease, I don't care if it's lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or skin conditions, psoriasis, eczema, you want to make sure that's one of the foods that I put them on. And that's, again, why our store is one of the only places where you can actually find non-irradiated organic turmeric powder. And I don't suggest really buying it in capsules because it really increases the amount that you pay. You can buy a pound of non-organic turmeric for well under $20. Sometimes when you're buying the capsules of just 60 to 90 capsules, it ends up that you're paying anywhere from $50 to $60 a pound for the turmeric when you're buying it that way. So I suggest getting it just raw powder. Also, yes, there were some comments on about Essiac tea. That's a tea by a nurse that was from Canada, and she got that formula from the American Indians. That's very good. Also, Jason Winter's tea. He was knighted, by the way, for the tea as an anti-cancer. We mix the Jason Winter's tea with another herb called Podiarco, and that by mixing the two, you actually increase the anti-cancer effects of both the Podiarco, which is also antifungal, and the Jason Winter. And again, green tea, extract, all of those are all very, very good. This one was on probiotics, and it was a simple way to avoid the common flu. You shut yourself off in your house this winter in the hopes of avoiding catching a cold or a flu. You'll be glad to know there is a simple way, a natural way, to help reduce your risk so you can get out of the house and enjoy the brisk, cool air and go visit your friends. A new study that was published in the Journal of Clinical Gastroenterology shows that taking oral probiotics can actually prevent the flu and other types of respiratory infections. It boosts your immunity. And they did a placebo-controlled trial that involved 250 participants. And researchers tested out different mixes of five different probiotic bacteria strains against the flu. And they found that the probiotics dramatically reduced the incidence of flu and colds. So Nature Sunshine makes one probiotic called Probiotic 11, and then there's a 11 Enhanced. We use those quite often. doTERRA makes a probiotic also with essential oils in them. One of the ways that you can eat natural probiotics, and I suggest to people to eat sauerkraut every single day. You can buy raw sauerkraut. Raw sauerkraut is very high in probiotics. As an example, a probiotic pill or capsule, you can get anywhere from 5 billion, 10 billion, even 20 or 30 billion bacteria per capsule. But when you eat three forkfuls of sauerkraut, you're getting 10 trillion bacteria. You can really learn to eat fermented foods. Raw apple cider vinegar, Bragg's is the brand that we use. There's also a new vinegar made from coconut water. So there's now a coconut water vinegar, and it tastes wonderful. So you can use apple cider vinegar, coconut water vinegar, probiotics from almost any kind of food. You can eat kimchi, which is a Korean fermented cabbages and other vegetables. So there's all kinds of fermented foods. People used to make kombucha tea, but I don't think that's as good as eating sauerkraut or some of the other foods. And again, here's this article, and it was published in the Journal of Clinical Gastroenterology. And so probiotics can really help reduce the incidence of flu and a cold. And we'll be right back. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. One of the questions that we had online is, what do you take for Horton's syndrome? And it's actually called Bing-Horton syndrome. And it has to do with cluster headaches and their sudden onset neurological type of cluster headaches. They can be reoccurring brief attacks, sudden attacks. They can be very severe, and they can be above your eyes. They can be on both sides of the brain. There's actually different types of headaches, and that's one of the types of what we call cluster headaches. There's also tension headaches, and there's also migraine headaches. Headaches are, oh gosh, I'm going to say almost epidemic. Now, one of the things that at the first symptom of a headache, if you can find, as an example, pure niacin at least 100 milligrams. Now, in prime longevity, I have 120 milligrams, where in most supplements you'll see 3 to 5 milligrams of pure niacin, and not niacinamide. It doesn't work on the headaches. It has to be true niacin, and vitamin B3 is what that is, and it causes what's called a flushing, a vasodilator. Now, with Horton syndrome or cluster headaches, there's usually something that precipitates that, and that's almost universally some kind of food allergy reaction, meaning being exposed to something. That's what the trigger. Same with migraine headaches. Migraine headaches are almost always some kind of trigger. Now, there's two types of triggering mechanisms. There's an immediate response that when you eat a food, you can get the response within 1 or 2 hours, and you get all the symptoms of that. Or there's what's called the delayed food response. That means, especially in migraine headaches, you can eat something at lunch today, and tomorrow morning you wake up with a migraine. And that can have to do with the delayed food response. There's two different immunoglobulins that have to do with that. One is IgE, which has to do with the immediate reactions, and the other one has to do with IgG, which is the delayed food response. What you want to do is try and figure out what that trigger mechanism is. There is a blood test that you can take, and that blood test is called a RAST food allergy blood test. There's also a lymphocyte challenge blood test. It can check all of the different immunoglobulins, and that's IgG or IgE immunoglobulin. Again, IgE is immediate, but most people know what that is because that's the one that has to do with hives or has to do with asthma, or if you eat shrimp and your throat swells closed. Most people know those reactions. Those are your immediate food reactions. But the IgG, which most of the time is not covered by health insurance plans, where IgE is. And the reason is IgE immunoglobulin, doctors can give you shots for that, where IgG, you have to actually sit with the doctor and go over your diet, actually remove and stop eating those foods. So with cluster headaches that can be very severe, almost as severe as migraine headaches, you want to find out what that trigger mechanism is. Now, of course, there's common foods that are triggers. That's like milk and milk products, as an example. Then there's things like cold cuts with heavy chemicals in it. There's non-organic foods or a lot of fried foods or fast foods or high sugary foods, or some people react to glutens. So there's a lot of foods with gluten diets. I think eating healthy fats can lower your incidence of both cluster headaches, migraine headaches, tension headaches. Fat is an insulator for your nerves, and it actually helps to produce hormones properly. So I think eating the avocados every day and olive oil in your salad dressings or flax oil in your salad dressing, these are some of the things you can do for your headaches. And let me tell you, when you're stressed out and you get a headache, There's nothing worse than getting a headache when you're already stressed. In headaches, they've categorized over 150 primary and secondary headache disorders. And primary headaches are different than secondary headaches. A primary headache can come from something. A primary headache is caused by either one of those foods that you're allergic to or something that you're doing or squinting your eyes and getting lights that are bothering your eyes. And then there's secondary headaches that oftentimes they don't know what the underlying cause of that headache is. So again, tension headaches, dull pain in the back of your head, pressure tightness around your neck and up in the back of your head, even on the forehead or on your eyebrows. And then there's the migraine type headaches, which is usually on one side of the head more than the other. But oftentimes with migraine headaches, you're going to get that aura. There's like a aura that you'll see with your eyes. And what that aura is called phosphenes. And that's when you bang your head and you see the stars before your eyes. Or if you're rubbing your eyes, those are called phosphenes, by the way. That's part of the aura, and that can tell you that you're getting ready to have one. And then again, these cluster-type headaches, they often don't know what causes these migraine or undiagnosed, but I think there's always a trigger. You can use niacin, and again, I'm talking about pure niacin, at the first symptom of any kind of headache, and you'll find that that flushing will often get rid of the headache. And then again, as much as possible, not doing the triggers. There's a new study that has come out. This is a worldwide study. It's come out that more people throughout the world are depressed than ever before. Record numbers of people are showing that something's very wrong with our mental health, because a new study that came out, people's negative emotions reached an all-time record high in 2017 and 2018, or parts of 2018. In the survey, they interviewed over 155,000 individuals from 147 countries throughout 2017. The survey of people's daily emotions, which was conducted by a different kind of analytics and from a Gallup type poll, revealed that worldwide people are having negative emotions such as sadness and stress and worry and depression, and it has increased over the last decade. And the reports of these negative emotions hit a record high in 2017. Now, they also found one of the best techniques to help alleviate depression is exercise. But taking a good walk, and again, when you do that walk, do it fast, slow, fast, slow, fast, slow. Again, a lot of people don't realize that food and food allergies can have a dramatic effect on your emotions. You can eat something, and an hour later, it'll just bring on an anxiety or a depression or sadness. So you want to watch, again, it's another reason to watch what you're eating. Now, some of the triggers can be the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides that are in the foods. Again, the more you eat organic. Let me tell you, organic food is becoming more and more important. You're seeing almost not just depression and sadness and anxiety that are increasing all over the world, but you're seeing autoimmune diseases, you're seeing cancer, you're seeing children in the United States with ADD and ADHD. You don't see these mental conditions with children often in other countries. That it's somehow the United States produces that more, because the kids in the United States are all on drugs and not in other countries. Of course, stress can affect you and affect you dramatically. So as much as possible, exercise reduces stress, and that's the reason that we suggest exercise. Also, drinking water. And that was another thing I didn't cover with headaches, making sure you're not dehydrated and drinking water. Now, the best way to drink water is based around your meals. and you've heard me talk about it before. You want to drink a glass of water an hour before every meal. That prepares your digestion. Another glass of water with your meal. That has to be room temperature, and put in a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar or the new coconut water vinegar. And that's what you take your vitamins with. And then you drink that water with the meal and save a gulp for at the end, so it pushes all the food down. And then the third glass of water is 2 hours after every meal. And this will enhance digestion. It'll also stop GERD and acid reflux. This is what you want to use is the water. So whether it's for headaches or depression or any of these other things, dehydration can be a precipitator for all of those. Again, do what you can. Eat healthy, take vitamins. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. How can I help you this morning? You have a question?
Yes, I do. I'm not a spring chicken anymore, so my eyes give me a lot of problems. I get a lot of matter, and I went to a specialist, and she did some tests on me, and I told her that the doctor had told me that I have a small cataract. And so she said she did tests, and she told me that that I didn't have an infection. What I had was inflammation. And she gave me some drops, but they have steroids. And when I went back to her, she said, how did you do with
the drops?
I said, well, I cannot bring myself to put them in there. But I said, because it's got steroids, I'm trying something different. And she said, what are you trying? I said, well, we have this wonderful naturopath in El Paso that has taught us so much. And I've been taking serapeptase from all that we've learned from him. Serapeptase and turmeric. And so, you know, I wasn't satisfied with her. She told me at the end, before I left, she said, well, there was nothing wrong with my eyes.
Oh, now there's nothing wrong. Okay, but she couldn't figure out how they got better. Couldn't have been the serapeptase and the turmeric, because they don't want to acknowledge that. You did very well. Serapeptase is one of the strongest anti-inflammatories, and there's some good foods that are also anti-inflammatory. Eating beets, as an example, is and blueberries, or almost any berries, are anti-inflammatory. Pineapple, fresh pineapple, and even canned pineapple that's without sugar is very strong anti-inflammatory. Eating things like raw walnuts and pecans and almonds, those are also anti-inflammatories. Coconut oil and avocados and olives, both green, and they're all anti-inflammatory. And baby greens, you know, like leafy greens, you can get those in almost any supermarket now. And all of those are anti-inflammatory. So that's really good. I'm proud of you. So your eyes are doing better now.
How serious are steroid drops, in your opinion?
Well, the drops are not as serious as taking steroids internally. They can, you know, again, if they're used as a temporary thing to help a condition, sometimes medication is necessary on a temporary basis, because sometimes the condition, we certainly don't want to go blind or anything like that. But most of the time, inflammation is caused by an irritant, something that you're being exposed to, fumes, or sometimes if you're, especially during the winter, if your heater is not burning and filtering properly. Also, a good eye wash. We use sometimes distilled water and maybe a 50-50 mixture of the silver micronutrient if you have any kind of infection in the eye, and you kind of wash your eye with that. That can really help and make a difference. There's also a tea that you can use made by John Christopher, and it's by Christopher Herbs, and it's called Eye Bright Tea or Eye Wash Tea. Nature Sunshine used to make it, but I think they don't have that. Dr. John Christopher and his line of herbs, his son has continued Christopher Herbs, and they have a formula called the Eye Wash Formula. You can get Eye Bright if you can't find it. Eye Bright is available in most places, and you can make a tea out of that, three capsules. You open up the capsules, put it in a cup, and then add boiling water to it. Let it steep for a good 20 to 30 minutes. Then what you do is you put it in the refrigerator and let it cool overnight. And then you get an eye cup and wash your eye with the cold tea. Never wash your eyes with the hot tea. Or using a diluted silver micronutrient, colloidal silver. That can really help. One last article that women that are pregnant that are low in vitamin D, the baby born has a tendency for higher schizophrenia. And this was a study done in Nature Scientific Reports. And they said there's a strong link between vitamin D levels at birth and subsequent risk for schizophrenia. Anyway, that's just something to be aware of. I tell all pregnant ladies, make sure you're taking vitamin D. Opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions are not endorsed. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions radio show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath, and today's show was brought to you by PrimeLongevity.com and HealthNaturallyEtc.com.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.